Hi everyone, I'm Joel Premack and welcome to the Community-Led Growth Show. Each week, I will be speaking with community leaders to share insights with you all on how to build a community-led growth company. Let's get to it.
Hey everyone, I'm Joel Premack, host of the Community-Led Growth Show. Today I'm joined by Camille Trent, Director of Content and Community at PureSignal. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Camille.
Thanks for having me, Joel. I'm excited.
Likewise, I'm a huge fan of PureSignal, so just really amped that we get to have our chat today because I'm a fan. So it's always fun when I get to chat with someone from companies that I use or am a fan of. I just get so much more curious that way. So I'm really excited. Let's start off with a super easy question. Would you please give all of our listeners a quick 30-second intro about yourself?
Sure. So I started out as a copywriter, kind of more in like the brand copywriting. So think like I was thinking my trajectory would be like, you know, I write commercials for Skittles, right? I was thinking very like B2C brand copywriting. Worked in, on those types of like agencies, like early on. But then after I graduated, did my internship, we moved to Houston. There's not a lot of commercial making going on in Houston, but there are a lot of enterprise tech business, right? So I worked at an agency doing a little bit of everything, but not a lot of digital really. It was a lot of like traditional like type advertising. Cause again, B2B tech kind of behind the times, especially at the enterprise level, right? Like moving pretty slow. But you start to see like the value of things like events and like, you know, that is going to lend itself a little bit, you know, to this conversation about human interaction and community, like at that level. So the importance of events and videos and like things like that. So I was making scripts, like writing website copy, a little bit of everything, right? So started there, and then slowly kind of like made my way into the marketing world. So kind of worked at a couple like small businesses actually. So that sort of teaches you how to be scrappy. Like you have no budget, no resources. Like, you know, small businesses don't really believe in marketing, but they're like, maybe I do, but I'm not going to pay you very much, but just try and figure it out. So did that and worked for like a small business owner and then for like a regional bank. So a lot of like traditional businesses. And so you kind of have to figure out internal marketing to a degree, like selling, like, you know, why marketing works and how we're going to track it, even though it's not all trackable. So I learned kind of some of that. And then also just kind of like expanded some of my like copywriting content skill sets, right? So kind of had a content writer position at one point and did more events, right? So just kind of broadening my marketing skill set where I started in advertising. So I brought advertising into marketing. And then from there, yeah, I just basically stumbled into the SaaS world by essentially like being loud about some of my ideas and the things I was experimenting with. And that's got me kind of like the first break into SaaS startup world and this is my third startup now at PureSignal. And essentially went from managing editor to head of content to now director of community and content.
Amazing. First off, thank you so much for sharing all of that with us. Two, I will say sometimes enterprise companies have been known to be called dinosaurs for a reason. They just take a little bit longer to get up with the times. So one day they'll get there.
It's true. You know, like the thing that was really valuable about some of those though, was I got pretty decent at like storytelling. Cause a lot of what they need and want is we have, I don't know, 100 pages of just content in a PowerPoint format. And like, we need this to be like a 20 slide PowerPoint. Right. So it's like condensing that story, making it consumable, essentially, like putting it in a version that people want. And then also just working with some product managers, product marketing folks, like at, you know, companies like HP or HPE. So enterprise version, like selling servers and stuff. Right. So a little bit like dipping my toes into product marketing a little bit and just figuring out how an actual marketing team works versus just like the production and the advertising side of it.
Yeah, At least from my perspective, I'm a big fan of like the more you can collaborate with other people, it actually gives you deeper insights into how you could actually like work better together in the long term too. Because you understand more of their processes, more of their goals. And then it's like, how can I tie like my goals and their goals together to achieve something that's in both of our best interests?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think just working at an agency, you get kind of stuck in the back end of it, right? Like here's the pieces, but I have never been exposed to like how do we distribute these pieces, right? So on the one side, you get this breadth of like dealing with a bunch of different types of content and expanding your skill set that way. But then I think like going in-house kind of helped think about why are we doing this, right? Like where did this start? What was the strategy behind it? And then also how are we going to get this out into the world? Like why are we doing this? You just have to, you're forced to start thinking that way because now you're in charge of that.
Yes. Well, as much as I love talking about content and distribution, I do. That is more of like your shows for a, well, we're on my show today. So we're going to go more into community. So I'm first off really curious about like what was like your transition like essentially, and what gave you the confidence to go from being a content marketing leader at Duly, your previous organization, to now joining PeerSignal as its first director of content community and adding the community element to your role and like responsibilities.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. So, one, I think I like people, right? So there are some marketers that I think you should, if you're a marketer, you should probably like people to some degree, be able to talk to people. I really believe that's where the biggest insights are, is when you're just purely curious and you're like, just what do you think? I'm not even going to say my opinion, but like, what do you think? And then I think when I was at Marketer Hire, and in charge of some of the social there, and then again, like at Duly, being a little bit more hands-on social, especially early days before we kind of expanded the team, I just realized that community-led content or involving the community in everything that you do just makes it makes everything easier and it makes everything better, right? Because you're essentially building in public, people. So you're building that brand awareness by essentially just talking about topics that people care about, letting them decide essentially what the topics are that you're going to talk about. So it was that I kind of believed strongly in it after seeing this work for content, and then actually some of the PeerSignal data, right? There's a lot of compelling PeerSignal data that says, successful SaaS B2B companies use communities and they invest in communities early, right? So I'm in a kind of like a fun position where we're this very data-backed, like early stage startup, and we're open to anything in terms of we're open to like anything as long as there is a good case for it being the best go-to-market plan for us. So I think seeing that trend and that pattern over and over again, feeling like I have at least the skill sets, even if some of it is raw, right? And a lot of my career has just been in content. I liked the challenge of it, and I had some ideas on how to kind of take what I'd already learned from the past, two or three jobs, and apply it to this role.
That's first awesome. And two, I also love that like it's just something that sounds like it's exciting to you, like this new opportunity of like you sound very confident about like, yeah, I got content down. Like I know it, I'm good at it. And now like, huh, like how can we leverage these two elements together and create something even like next level? So I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, there's a part of this too that's when you can find your niche, there's usually like a niche within the niche that you should go down and explore. So, examples are if your niche is content, so I'll just kind of like use me as example. I've seen people like my peers go down that, okay, I'm gonna be thought leadership content expert, right? Or I'm gonna be content strategy expert, or I'm gonna be content distribution, right? And so a lot of my career has just been how do I become like a full stack like a content marketer? So I mean I feel like I'm gonna always be working on that. But I think as far as your career and your growth, you always want to like add something that's a little bit challenging for you, right? Like you don't want a cut copy role. Like you want there to be another element. And I think selfishly, you also want to gear it toward wherever the market's going. So I think like the market is going toward community, right? Like that is what people want. And so it's a good time to figure it out.
Hey, I'm not going to argue with it because I'm in a community role. So thank you. Glad you're seeing it in the market too. And I'm not just alone. I'm really curious. And I think that this is really interesting for me, being that I have some experience in community before. So as someone who is adding community into their role now, what were some of the things during the interview process that you were looking out for to ensure you were actually setting yourself up for success? And like, did you talk to peers? Did you just do some Googling? Like, how did you even find like the community focused things to ask for and ask about in your interview process?
Yeah, good question. So there was a nice breakdown in the job description of the type of marketer that they're looking for. So signals might even be a good word, not to be too punny here, but they're just like signals in the job description. And then also just in the way that Adam, our CEO, like conducted himself and the way that he was already doing content. So I think it was a combination of I saw that he was already nailing content, and he also had a decent sense for community in terms of linking, for instance, his newsletter to his posts. So he'd do those in tandem of he'd have like a post go out that day, and then you have like, you know, people who are only using the newsletter going to social, engaging there, right? And then a little bit of like vice versa of when I came on, kind of added like a promotional day. So there's kind of like this precursor to like our weekly content to kind of, again, build in public, like get the conversation started, and maybe even like add to the content, right? Get insights like before it goes out of what do you want to see more of? What are your thoughts on this? Do they align with our thoughts? You know, because it is data and analysis. So sometimes different people will see it in different ways, like different things will jump out. So I think knowing that he already understood content and he was very bullish on community, and he recognized, he's like, look, what we have right now is not a community. It's an audience, and that's great. It's not pure community, but we have signals like that we can create community essentially, because we're investing in these big assets that people really like and that they're naturally sharing themselves and sharing with peers, right? And then I'm getting, you know, feedback on my posts, on my newsletters, like good response rate. So, you know, again, the signals that this type of a business could lend itself well to community. And I think that's most of it. I think it was he believed in community. He understood it. And he knew that like we needed to invest both in content and community with a role like this, like at our higher level versus just like an intern to start, right? Or a marketing manager. So how a business prioritizes will kind of show up in those job descriptions.
For sure. And I love that. I will equally be a hand raiser here. I already said that I'm a huge fan of Peer Signal. I am sure I'm probably in that group of people who gave confidence, because I definitely was all over the post. I particularly dug into the community index that you all had launched. So don't worry, I saw that. I dug into it. I learned some stuff. I saw some stuff. I was like, gotta note these. But I really enjoyed it. So thank you so much for sharing and just sharing more of like your journey and like what you saw and like what you asked about during the process.
Yeah, that means a lot. So thank you for sharing that.
Of course. Hey, when I see good, I like to compliment it. So I will say you all are doing good work. And I'm just going to say this. I would bet on you all, because Adam's done this a few times before at very successful like companies, sold them to larger companies. They've continued to do well. I think he has not only a knack, but those companies have also built successful communities. So I definitely understand how he understands these nuances so different or like so well versus someone who can say like, oh, we need a community, but not really understand audience versus community, for example.
Yeah, you know, like valuing customer success and retention and just like the people. You see that because again, I wasn't part of his past few ventures, but interestingly, some of the other people on the team were. So that was another like good signal for me too, right? It's like they trust him, like they want to be part of that movement, like the next movement that it creates. And the next part, going back to community, is on some of his posts, like I'll still see mentions of like Simply Measured or like some of his other ventures in there of like, I liked how you guys did this, like people essentially joining for the people that build the business and the way that those people tend to build businesses, if that makes sense.
Oh, for sure. I think that people definitely have like, if you're choosing to get into the world of building a company, you, I think, will have a style of choice. Yes, it may evolve if you have multiple ventures, but you're going to stick to some, I would say, like core beliefs or core values. Like if you're very much the grind hard kind of person, that's going to be your like view. People are going to like think that like, okay, it's going to be good work, might get paid well, but it's going to be a lot. And like, you have to know that upfront. Versus if you're talking about like an organization that's very much like, we want to prioritize like health and wellness. We want to prioritize like transparency. We want to be very like employee centric. That's a different organization because they're not going to be on the grind, kind of like CEO and that path. So I think that there's definitely an element to people pick a lane, whichever one they want when they're going into that business for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think like the last thing here is just playing the long game. Right. So I think that that sort of last signal was like Adam's playing the long game. You could feel that with his high bar of like content quality, with the desire to invest in community, with the desire to build like these big, ultra helpful kind of resources for folks. So I think that is a signal for anyone kind of looking for a community type job or content job, and trying to kind of like suss out, is this going to be a good idea? Is this going to be a good fit?
I love it. Well, now I'm curious, we've talked a lot about like the transition from fully content to now content community, your interview process. So what does community at PeerSignal look like today, and where is it going?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I'm not sure I'll have the exact answer on this call. So again, I'll keep building in public to kind of fill in some blanks here. But I think like some things that we're doing to just slowly, you know, go from like great content, research backed to like more community lightly is we're including more expert takes, like community takes, like within our content, right? So I'm actively talking to people and essentially helping enable them in some ways with our content of, so like some of the things that you said, there are a few community companies or partner companies that see our data and they see like, hey, this lends itself really well to our narrative and stuff. And so they'll naturally kind of like share it. So I kind of, they'll reach out. And so I'll either give ideas or in some cases, like some of our research, like share that so that they can like have something to like build their own communities, if that makes sense. So there's kind of this like community enablement aspect of it, I think. And then the other thing is for our longer form content, we've had shorter form in the form of a newsletter and posts. And so I've started like expanding out some of that content. And when you expand out, you have this opportunity for like, first off, like how do I add to this already good content? And I think it's adding that qualitative research of like, let's get, you know, 3 or 4 interviews from folks who are on the ground, like doing this work, and have that be part of the content as well. So that's one version is pairing our already strong quantitative type research with some qualitative. Adam's done a good job with this in newsletters too, of when we see community responses. And when I say that, I mean, mostly in social, but sometimes replies to emails, things like that. We'll use that as kind of like a growth loop of that might be that screenshot of what that person said might be in the newsletter, right? Or it might be like in a deck. So kind of like using Peer Signal and some of like the content and the community to kind of like fuel the next content, and also to fuel like what types of databases we should build next, right? So people are asking for things. They're like, hey, it'd be really great if you could add, you know, these columns or whatever to these databases. So we're kind of like using it to make our platform better and our content better. At some point, we do want to have a more like formal community, and we're not 100% sure exactly what that's going to look like. So in the back of my mind, you know, like I'm taking notes of specific vendors that can like enable a certain type of like owned community, right? I'm paying attention to, for instance, like what Metadata and I think like the best in the business are doing with community. So I like the idea of that sort of like curated beta community to start of like, here's like the type of people that represent like the content and the like high bar, like I think that we have for ourselves, and kind of like represent some of the things we believe in, like PLG growth, like community, right? Like essentially like the things that the data is telling us, right? So people that are not going to be as data minded or that aren't in that B2B SaaS sales and marketing space, like won't be as good of a fit. So I think like as we narrow our kind of like ICP and like check in on who is engaging in the content, then kind of using that to determine like what V1 of actual community looks like.
Nice. That's very exciting. And I'm just going to say it right now, hopefully I can join. I'm excited. I like it. I like the content a lot. So I think it would be fun to be able to like dig in with other people and like have a meaningful discussion, not just in social, but also like go deeper into like specific things. So I'm a fan, as yeah, I've said many times.
Well, people like you, like those early adopters, like really help like shape the vision, right? Well, they'll see things like in the content and in what we're doing that we don't see, right? Of like, oh, interesting. Like I would have never thought to use it for that specific reason, and or to add that specific feature, or to I may not have thought this content piece was as good as this one, but another person might. So yeah,
I understand that, but very exciting nonetheless. Now I'm curious, so we talked about like what it is today, the strategy, where it may be going in the future depending on how things shape up and tailwinds essentially are looking. There are so many different types of communities. And with that, that means that there are so many different ways to measure a community. So like, what are some ways that you're either doing and measuring community efforts, or maybe even I'll extrapolate and say audience efforts and audience kind of signals, as you've been saying, that give you all the confidence to potentially in the future build more of that formal owned community like Metadata's, like many other companies?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it is sort of still in like that sort of audience building phase. So I guess I can start there. Of there's the quantitative in terms of, do people like the newsletter, and like are more people signing up, and what types of content are catalyzing that growth. So for instance, like when I first came on, we were able to kind of ramp up like that audience growth a little bit on the newsletter, where it's like more than, it's about doubled in a month. So there's that aspect of it, of do people like the content and the way that we're distributing the content and promoting the content, right? And it should not feel like promotion at all, right? Like is it inspiring engagement? So that brings it more to like the qualitative side of things, of like, what is the engagement like on the posts? Like what types of things are people saying? So kind of some signals for me are people saying, you know, basically saying like, this is really good content. And if so, who are those people? Right. So again, for us, it's like going into like the subscribers and going into like the social posts and seeing, what titles are these people? What types of companies are they from? And if it's B2B, SaaS, you know, that sort of like VP level title, because we want to speak to kind of that highest level in terms of strategy, numbers, like those things that they care about. Those are good indicators for us. But then also just anyone in that space. So you can see like there are other things that are the broader reach type content that would be like the hiring tracker, right? That's like pretty broad appeal for everyone. And that kind of helps build the more of that community. People naturally share it. So it's really just figuring out like what's the best balance of all of those things. So sometimes like I'll get a little bit down because it'll be like, oh man, I thought this would do a little bit better than it did. But then for Adam, they're like, there's amazing like titles in here, like the types of engagement and comments that we're getting on this, like those are the signals that I care more about, right? So putting quality first, but then also thinking strategically about like, what are those big pillar pieces that are gonna have that mass appeal that'll still help us grow and appeal to like the larger marketing team. Cause in B2B, it's you're not ever selling to like one persona really. It's like that whole, you're multi-threading. So like the end user, the decision makers, like it's all important. But I think the fact that PureSignal is not a SaaS product, like we're not selling you anything in PureSignal. Like it really is like a true media brand and research brand, like and our ability to keep it that way has been like the difference maker.
Amazing. And now with that, we're coming up on my last and favorite question that I always ask, which is, what are three community trends in B2B SaaS that you're looking for in 2023 and beyond?
Yeah, so I even jotted a couple of them down. And this, I'm interested to see if you think these are actually community trends or if these are kind of like tangential to community, but I think they're at least tangential. So one is influencer marketing, right? So I'm seeing influencer marketing in a way that we haven't seen it before 2022. So within 2022, I started seeing Zapier, like using community, using their community or using power users or influencer marketers to bring more people into like their show, which is interesting, that approach. And then I've seen, you know, other brands like across B2B, like do influencer marketing in different ways. So I'm kind of like keeping tabs on how they're doing it, what seems to be the most effective. But I think that's one thing is understanding that what your customers say about you, what other people's perceptions of you are, is more important than whatever you're saying about you. So there's that. And then owned communities, right? So I think like this move to really invest in owned communities, I'm interested to see like what platforms emerge from that. I think like we will see that space in tech, like in MarTech, expand. And I think that's a good indicator that the motion, like the go-to-market is working, right? Like, or is trending. And then the other thing is like audience building channels. So I do think like we'll continue to see this trend of like starting with audience, right? Or starting in kind of like a borrowed turf, if you will, with social and with podcasts, right? As kind of like the precursor to community. So I'm curious to see where people start, like where they build those audiences, and if it'll continue to blow up podcasts, if it'll bring more people into TikTok, like what exactly that looks like.
One, I definitely believe that they all fall within like the broader realm of community. Two, I'm very much here for community tech plus tech that is built purposely for communities, that is priced for communities. You cannot be just community tech and not price in a way that doesn't make sense for communities, in my humble opinion. And yeah, there are some of those out there. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But I do firmly believe and support all of your trends that you're calling out. So thank you so much for sharing those with us today. Camille, again, thank you for being on the Camille Grow Show today. If people want to follow and or connect with you after listening or watching the episode, what are their best channels and or handles for them to do so?
Sure. So LinkedIn is still probably like the best place to get a hold of me. So Twitter can actually be more effective, and then I have a less busy inbox, but like, who knows if my inbox will even exist there, like in a few months, what'll happen with Twitter. So so LinkedIn is probably the safest place to make sure that is actually delivered. I'll end there.
Fair enough. And on that note, we will wrap with have a good day. And again, thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks, Joel.